Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted.
Today's articles are from the January-February edition, 2025.
Seriously sweet, beloved breakfast staple star in fun and colorful desserts. Fruit Loops Confetti Bundt. Active 20 minutes. Total 2 hours, 45 minutes, plus 1 hour of cooling. The Bundt. Baking spray. 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour. 1/4 teaspoon baking soda. 2 1/2 cups granulated sugar. 1 1/4 cups butter at room temperature. 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest from 1 lemon. 5 large eggs at room temperature. 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. 3/4 cup plain whole milk strained Greek-style yogurt at room temperature. 1 1/4 cups coarsely crushed Fruit Loop cereal. About 2 cups of cereal. The glaze. 1/4 cup whole milk. 1/4 cup Fruit Loops cereal, plus more for garnish. 2 1/2 cups sifted powdered sugar. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Step 1. Prepare the bundt. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat a 10 to 12 cup bundt pan with baking spray. Whisk together the flour and baking soda in a medium bowl and set aside. Step 2. Beat the sugar, butter, and zest in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium speed until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add the eggs one at a time, followed by the vanilla, beating until just combined, about 10 seconds per addition. Step 3. Reduce the mixer speed to low. Beat the flour mixture into the egg mixture alternately with the yogurt, beating until just combined after each addition, about 1 minute total. Using a spatula, fold in the crushed cereal. Step 4. Pour the batter into the prepared pan and bake in the preheated oven until a wooden pick inserted into the center of the cake comes out clean, about 1 hour to 1 hour and 5 minutes. Remove from the oven and let cool in the pan 20 minutes. Invert the cake onto a wire rack. Let cool completely about 1 hour. Step 5. Prepare the glaze. Stir together milk and cereal in a medium bowl and let stand for 30 minutes. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a separate medium bowl and discard the solids. Gradually whisk in the powdered sugar and vanilla until smooth. Step 6. Pour the glaze over the cooled bundt. Garnish with additional cereal and let set for 30 minutes before serving. Fruity Pebbles Cookies. Active 30 minutes. Total 1 hour 20 minutes. Makes 30 cookies. 1 1/2 cups granulated sugar. 1 cup butter at room temperature. 2 large eggs at room temperature. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 3 cups all-purpose flour. 1 cup Fruity Pebbles cereal, plus more for rolling the dough. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit with the racks in the upper third and lower third positions. Line 3 large baking sheets with parchment paper and set aside. Beat the granulated sugar and butter in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium speed until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add the eggs one at a time, beating until just incorporated after each addition, stopping to scrape down the sides of the bowl as needed. Beat in vanilla and baking soda until incorporated. Beat in the flour until just combined, and using a spatula, fold in the cereal. Step 2. Using a 2-tablespoon cookie scoop, portion the dough into 30 balls. Place some additional cereal in a shallow bowl and roll each ball in the cereal to coat. Arrange about 1 inch apart on prepared baking sheet. Lightly pat to flatten slightly. Step 3. Place 2 of the baking sheets in a preheated oven and bake until the bottoms are light golden brown, about 13 to 15 minutes, rotating the baking sheets between top and bottom racks halfway through the baking. Remove from the oven and let the cookies cool on the baking sheets 5 minutes. Repeat the procedure with the remaining dough and then let cool. Store in an airtight container at room temperature up to 5 days. Cocoa Puffs Bars. Active 20 minutes, total 50 minutes. Makes 16 bars. 1/2 cup butter. 1 10-ounce package miniature marshmallows. 1/2 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. 6 cups Cocoa Puffs cereal from 1 12-ounce package. 1/2 teaspoon flaky sea salt, optional. Coat an 8-inch square baking pan with cooking spray. Line the pan with parchment paper, leaving a 2-inch overhang on all sides. Coat the parchment with cooking spray and set aside. Step 2. Melt the butter in a large pot over medium-high. Continue to cook melted butter until browned, 5 to 6 minutes. Add the marshmallows. Cook, stirring constantly until almost melted, about 1 minute. Remove from the heat. Using a rubber spatula, fold in the chocolate chip. Stir the mixture until smooth, about 1 minute. Fold in the cereal until evenly coated. Step 3. Pour the cereal mixture into a prepared pan. Lightly coat a sheet of parchment paper with cooking spray and place greased side down on top of the cereal mixture. Press lightly to compact the cereal mixture into an even layer. Remove and discard top piece of the parchment paper. If desired, sprinkle top of the cereal mixture with flaky sea salt. Step 4. Let stand until firm, about 30 minutes. Remove from the pan using parchment as handles. Using a serrated knife, slice into 16 bars. Store in an airtight container at room temperature up to 5 days. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Pie. Active 30 minutes, total 50 minutes, plus 4 hours of chilling. Serves 8. 3 cups whole milk. 3 cups finely crushed Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal from about 5 cups of cereal. Divided, plus more for garnish. 2 tablespoons light brown sugar. 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/2 cup butter melted. 1/2 cup granulated sugar. 1 3-inch cinnamon stick. 4 large egg yolks. 1/4 cup cornstarch. 3 tablespoons cold butter cubed. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 cup whipped cream. Step 1. Stir together milk and 1 cup crushed cereal in a large bowl. Let stand at room temperature 30 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, stir together brown sugar, ground cinnamon, and remaining 2 cups of the crushed cereal in a large bowl. Stir in melted butter and toss evenly to coat. Press the mixture into the bottom and up the sides of a 9-inch pie plate. Coat with cooking spray. Freeze until the crust is firm, about 15 minutes. Step 3. Strain cereal milk mixture into a medium saucepan. Discard the solids. Add granulated sugar and the cinnamon stick to the saucepan. Cook over medium, stirring occasionally until the mixture simmers and the sugar has dissolved about 2 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk together egg yolks and cornstarch in a large heat-proof bowl until smooth. Step 4. Using a ladle, gradually pour about 1 cup of the hot milk mixture into the egg yolk mixture, whisking constantly. Pour the mixture back into the saucepan and cook over medium, whisking constantly until the mixture begins to boil. Continue cooking, whisking constantly until the consistency resembles a thick pudding, about 30 seconds. Remove from the heat and stir in cold butter and vanilla extract. Strain into the prepared pie crust and discard the solid. Cover with plastic wrap pressed directly onto the surface of the pie. Chill until set, about 4 hours. Step 5. Top the pie with whipped cream and additional cereal before serving. Trix No Churn Ice Cream. Active 10 minutes. Total 10 minutes plus 6 hours of freezing. Serves 8. 1. 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 cups cold heavy whipping cream, 2 cups Trix cereal divided. Step 1. Stir together condensed milk, vanilla extract, and kosher salt in a large bowl and set aside. Step 2. Place heavy whipping cream in a large bowl and beat with an electric mixer on low speed until thick and foamy, about 1 minute. Increase the mixer speed to medium-high and beat until stiff peaks form, about 15 seconds. Step 3. Using a spatula, fold the whipped cream into the condensed milk mixture in 3 additions. Fold in 1 1/2 cups of the cereal. Pour the mixture into an ungreased 9x5-inch loaf pan. Sprinkle the top with remaining 1/2 cup cereal. Cover and freeze until firm, at least 6 hours, or up to 12 hours. Cover tightly with plastic wrap and store in the freezer up to 3 months. Get the scoop. Swap an equal amount of your favorite cereal for the Trix to create new ice cream flavors. Sundays at the Rancho. Two restaurateurs invite old and new friends to this homestead Florida farm for a family-style supper that celebrates the land. By Betsy Cribb Watson. Chef Niven Patel and business partner Mohammed Mo Alcasar's first real attempt at hosting a community dinner at Patel's Homestead Florida farm should have been a waterlogged disaster. It wasn't just rain, says Alcasar, who recalls the sudden downpour with a hearty laugh. Our staff was drenched, and the guests were drenched. The band was super wet. We were like, it's the Titanic. Just keep playing. Somehow, in spite of the veritable monsoon, Patel produced a farm-to-table feast, albeit a slightly watery one. He did it on a wood-fired grill beneath a rickety tent. Alcasar remembers making the rounds apologizing to the patrons. To his surprise, folks voiced their encouragement rather than complaints. People were so happy to be in that setting that they were forgiving, he says. The setting, 2 lush acres called Rancho Patel, reveals its charms instantly and unabashedly, something the chef recognized on his first visit there. I went to look at this place at midnight after work, and the owner was willing to walk me around in the dark, which was crazy, says Patel of the property where he now lives with his wife and young twin daughters. I noticed there were 14 lychee, 5 mango, and a couple of avocado trees. Lychees and mangoes are on top of my 2 favorite fruits in the world. Those are kind of the treasures of South Florida because they don't grow many other places in the United States. I was like, where do we sign? Shortly after moving to the land, while working as a chef de cuisine at Michael's Genuine Food and Drink in Miami, Patel noticed a fellow cook was trashing large chunks of perfect heirloom tomatoes. I realized that most people just don't know how much effort goes into growing great produce, he says. That summer, he began bringing staff from the restaurant out to his home, and together they built the farm from the ground up. We didn't have any formal experience, so it was a lot of trial and error. But we dug our own trenches for irrigation and built beds, he says. For me, it was so rewarding to see this microscopic seed become a tomato plant and to be able to harvest it. Patel channeled his dedication to homegrown organic ingredients, as well as his Jacksonville childhood spent eating from his parents' traditional Indian dishes. When opening his first restaurant, Ghee Indian Kitchen, in 2017. And it's this ethos that has guided his other ventures with Alcasar since then, including Indian-inspired Herba in Coral Gables, Nymo, Coastal Mediterranean in Tequesta, and Paya, the island fair spot they opened in Miami Beach last fall. Even with these culinary playgrounds at their disposal, the partners behind Feel Hospitality Experience, a unique joy in hosting folks at Patel's Farm, a seasonal dinner series they've dubbed Sundays at the Rancho. Some things have changed since that early rainy start. They now have two striped canopies, colorful vestiges of the COVID era street dining at Ghee to shrug off showers. And the guest list has grown to approximately 110 people who gather around two rows of tables. But the spirit remains the same. The soul of the event still belongs to the land, from which attendees harvest some of the produce themselves. Depending on the month, that can be anything from carrots and Romano beans to edible flowers like nasturtiums and marigolds. What's growing determines the meal, says Patel. I stress everyone out because I decide the menu about a day or two before the event, he acknowledges. It's cooking from my heart and making what I'm feeling at the moment. Guests have no idea what they're in for until they are at the Rancho. If the bucolic locale lays the groundwork for the family-style dinners, it's the people stirred by their surroundings and seeking meaningful connections who bring their own magic. It's the most eclectic group of individuals you'll ever meet, says Alcasar, of those who come. We have everyone from retired couples from Coral Gables to the party crowd from Miami. All of them, snowbirds and DJs, sit at the table in an arrangement designed to spark conversation and friendships. And for each patron, there's a handwritten note of welcome. It's honestly the most wholesome thing I've ever been part of, says Alcasar. Our team fights over who gets to staff these events. It's a lot of work. You show up really early in the morning and don't leave until late at night. It's physical work, but it's incredible. After the supper is over, the crew sticks around to cook the meal again, this time enjoying it together. That's almost half the reason we do it, he says. Sundays at the Rancho are as important for all of us as they are for our guests. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.